I'm a licensed mental health clinician. I make a career out of helping people find really good care. And I had no idea how hard that was until I had to do it for myself. In June of 2018, I gave birth to a beautiful little boy. Everybody fell in love with him as soon as he was arrived. When he was 8 months, I found out, surprise, I was pregnant again. And nothing about that pregnancy was the same. I had respiratory issues, migraines, gestational diabetes. And when I was 5 months pregnant, my mom, who's my very best friend, had an issue with her heart and was medevaced to University of Maryland, where she had open heart surgery, and as a result, became a paraplegic. I spent the rest of my pregnancy either at the hospital, wishing that I was home, or home, wishing that I was at the hospital, and I felt like I couldn't do anything right. I had a constant state of anxiety. I never felt calm. I felt like I was always moving from one thing to the next, and I felt like I was making everybody miserable. When my daughter was born in November, she let out a big cry, and she never stopped. She had colic, which only complicated the issue of having two children under two. Things at home got a little bit rough. I was mad all the time. My poor husband, I took it out on him, and God love him, he did the best he could. But I knew, as a mental health clinician, that I needed to get help. For me, it was Christmas Eve. My husband and my son were upstairs sleeping, and I was holding my crying daughter, and I contemplated killing myself. I cried myself to sleep that night. And I woke up the next day and got my kids dressed in adorable little outfits, and we went and we celebrated Christmas like nothing happened. But I knew that I needed help. So at my postpartum appointment, when the nurse came in and asked me if there's anything I wanted to talk to the doctor about, I said I was suffering from the baby blues. My doctor came in, we did the exam, she asked me to meet her in the office, and she never mentioned it. And I thought to myself, if it's not a big deal to them, maybe I'm making a big deal out of this, and it's really, this is normal. So I didn't say anything, I had lost the nerve. I went home, and things continued to be pretty bad. I looked at my children, and I was not enjoying being a mom. I wasn't enjoying being a wife. And I knew that I could have those feelings because I had had them with my son when he was born. So I decided that I was going to find a therapist. I have two kids under two. Getting out of the house for an hour is kind of a big deal. So I found a therapist who was close by. She took my insurance, and she was open on Saturdays. And my husband lovingly took both kids, and I went out the door. And when I got there, my therapist wasn't there. The receptionist had given me the wrong day. I had a nervous breakdown in that office. The therapist very kindly agreed to meet me the next week. She's a great therapist, but she's not the therapist that I need. There were a lot of strange, awkward silences, and I really wanted someone to be a little bit more of a talker. But I continued to go, because finding a therapist that accepts your insurance and has a Saturday opening is really hard to find. I knew that I probably needed something more, and so I thought back to my college days when I had gone through a bit of a depression and was placed on Lexapro. And it did wonders for me. But I also knew that if I was to find a psychiatrist, it could take months to get an appointment. I could have to change my therapist. I'd have to take more time off of work. And that just wasn't going to happen. So I decided that I was going to find a new primary care physician. And I went in, and the nurse, God bless her, she sat at the computer and asked me what brought me in, and I said I was, again, having the baby blues. I don't think I wanted to name it as postpartum. It felt too severe for me. And with her back to me, she grabbed a piece of paper and handed it to me to fill out. And she asked me a couple more questions. And then she said, in the past couple months, have you thought about killing yourself? And I said, yes. And she turned around and looked at me as though I hadn't understood her question. And the look of judgment on her face just kind of melted me. So she went out and got the doctor, and I waited probably for about 5-10 minutes for the doctor to come in. And somehow I gathered enough energy that when the doctor came in, I spilled it all out. She said, what can I help you with? And I said, look, I have postpartum depression. I want you to put me on Lexapro. I know you're going to start me out at 5 milligrams, but we're going to end up at 10. She said, whoa. Okay, back up. Tell me what's going on. And she sat and she listened. And I felt a real connection with her, like she understood. And she totally didn't minimize it, but made me feel comfortable in a way that no one else had and that I was craving for. She's done a great job about managing my medication. And there are days when I wake up and I feel like I am a phoenix coming out of the fire carrying water for those who need help. And there are other days that I still feel those embers burning inside myself. But I love being a mom now. My kids are so cute. And I love being a wife. But if there's one thing that I learned about this, it's that this with the system, it doesn't matter how great the care is if we don't make it easily accessible for people.